Welcome to Parents' Perspective. 11-year-old Joseph had a dilemma. He had to make a certain amount of money from raffle ticket sales, but he was shy and uncomfortable approaching friends and neighbors. Suddenly, his eyes lit up. "I can make my whole quota right now, Mom," he said. "I'll just call Grandma." What can we do as parents to foster good grandparenting relationships? I'm Sandy Burt.
And I'm Linda Perlis. Today, our guests will help us look at grandparenting from a variety of perspectives. Joanne Kemp, besides being the wife of former Congressman and Cabinet Secretary Jack Kemp, is an active person in her community in her own right and serves on the National Board of Prison Fellowship. She is the mother of four grown children and the proud grandmother of 11, ages 2 to 13. We're glad to have you with us, Joanne.
Thank you, Linda. It's a pleasure to be here.
Grace Lebo is a social worker with a specialty in geriatrics and co-director of Aging Network Services in Bethesda, Maryland. She is the mother of three grown children and the grandmother of four, ages 3 to 13. Welcome, Grace.
Thank you for inviting me.
Joanne, what do you find special about the grandparent-grandchildren bond?
It's something that can't be expressed very well until you really have those grandchildren, because you think you're bonding with your own children, and yet it just happens. You're not so conscious about it. At least that's the way it was for me. Maybe it's because you're younger when you have your children, and that bonding desire on the part of parents is so much a part of you that you don't recognize what you're really doing in those especially formative early years as you bond. So as I have looked at our grandchildren and have seen them bonding with their own parents, it's such a joy to then know that bonding can expand so that they can also bond with their grandparents. And I would say that most of our 11 grandchildren I have already formed quite a strong bond with, even though we don't live close to but three of them.
Grace, what do parents need from grandparents?
When I asked that question of my daughter-in-law the other day, she said to me, "Relief."
Yeah.
Respite, relief. I think that that's true, that relief in many, many different ways, not only in babysitting to help out, to give them a little bit of physical relief so that they can get a good night's rest and have a good change. But I think they need relief in the sense of being able to take a step back and take some perspective, which is what grandparents can do. They can step back. They're not so intensely wound up and involved as the parent is and so tired out on the scene all the time, continually, round the clock, so that they can step back and take a little perspective. And that gives relief to their grown children. It gives relief because they can take a look at their grandchildren and play with them, get involved with them, and still have that perspective. And I think that that's really the most important thing.
That must be calming to the grandchildren, too. They don't have to perform to be special for their grandparents.
Yes, I think that's absolutely true. I think so. It lessens the intensity of the parents' concerns also, because the grandparents can validate their children. They can validate them as parents. They can give them assurances, tell them what they're doing, you know, where they're doing a good job, let them know what a good parent you think they are. And that really helps them to feel better as a parent. I think we all need that, but especially when you're so involved and so close to the situation, you don't always appreciate your children in the way grandparents can.
Mm-hmm. I think also grandparents having been so important to the parents, their validation is probably more significant than anybody else's.
Yes.
Grace, mm-hmm. What would you say grandparents need from their grandchildren?
I don't think that grandparents really ask anything of their grandchildren. Maybe later in life things change, and maybe that isn't always so, because you hope your grandchildren will grow up to be responsible adults and take their responsibility in the family and family life. And sometimes in family life it's required that there be some responsibility toward a grandparent. An example might be in my geriatric work. I have clients who In one case, there's a son who had a heart attack recently. He was taking responsibility for his mother. When he had his heart attack, the son, who lives at a distance, needed to step in and take responsibility for the grandparent as well as his dad. And now, when you ask what do grandparents need from grandchildren, I guess this grandparent wouldn't have asked for that from a grandchild, but would have hoped that there'd be some responsibility that this, and certainly appreciated the responsibility that this grandson took. This is not uncommon today, by the way.
Wouldn't you say that grandparents need to feel cared about by their grandchildren in whatever way, even if it's just a toddler with open arms really happy to see them, or a kid calling a grandparent up to say happy birthday? Or
sure, I think that's great. And I think that, like love, you can't buy that. You can't ask that. You have to earn it. You have to win it. You have to, in your own relationship with your grandchild, hope that that will be the kind of relationship that will be forthcoming, a loving relationship.
I'm always amazed when my grandchildren that don't live near us, we have four in the south and four in the northwest, when I do see them, how amazed I am at that bond that's there, even though I only have phone conversations and maybe once or twice a year visits. Yet there's that joy and bond there that quite amazes me.
Mm-hmm. It is quite amazing, isn't it? Yep. But remember, there are probably pictures of you in your children's homes so that the grandchildren learn from an early age, you know, this is grandma or whatever they call you.
I love talking on the phone and a grandchild answers and she says, "Mommy, it's your mommy." And little ones do that. You know,
yes.
Like when a four-year-old does that, that's pretty special.
That's pretty special.
And that indicates they really understand the relationship.
Yes. Yeah.
We were going to ask you to talk about ways that parents can help foster close relationships between the grandchildren and the grandparents. You brought this up in terms of encouraging the telephone
yes.
conversations. Can you think of other things that parents can do to encourage?
I think there are things that we can do as grandparents, that parents can do to encourage,
mm-hmm.
or both grandparents too. I think today, because people are distanced, families are separated from one another, and grandparents, really it's the first generation of grandparents that are living more independently than ever before on Social Security, so that there's has to be a special kind of grandparenting, long-distance grandparenting. And it can be done. The telephone is the best way. My grandchildren have never particularly liked to talk on the telephone, so I've had to be creative thinking of other ways. But letter writing, card writing, just note writing. The computer today is terrific with email. As grandchildren get older, I think email is wonderful. And I think there are videotapes you can make for your grandchildren. When my grandchild was very young, I told a story on a sound tape so that they could hear the story and hear my voice, and sent it to them as a gift, and they loved that. There are all kinds of creative ideas and things parents and grandparents can do.
Well, Grace, I did the same thing. Our grandchildren were driving across country with their parents, and so I tape recorded the book, and then they just put the tape in as the children read the book, and so that was Grandma reading the tape.
Really,
and I think that parents can give you hints. This is what I have done for talking on the telephone, because you're right, children aren't really good at wanting to talk to the phone. They want to do what is in front of them right then, but I ask my children to give me hints on what they are interested in, if it's frogs and insects or whatever. And then I will come up with something to grab their attention. And don't expect a long conversation with young children. But the older they get, I find that they're more and more inclined to even talk about what's going on in their life.
Yes.
But then don't hold them on the phone. Let them go.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
And then another thing that the parents can do to help the grandparents is to give us some time alone with one child. Because I think that one-on-one is really where you get that bonding, because then you don't have the sibling rivalries and you're focusing on that one child.
Yeah, it makes it really special for that one child. Mm-hmm. And I like to have each of my grandchildren spend time with me separately, and they live in another state. So I have recently brought up a granddaughter, spent 5 days on her April vacation with us, and that was wonderful.
And sounds like a treat for you.
Yeah, it's a treat all around.
I have three sons. When they were growing up, my parents lived nearby, and my parents had a custom. The end of every school year, the two of them would take out each child alone for the afternoon and for the evening at some point right after school got out. And the kids got to either pick a toy or a special place to go, and they got to choose where to go to eat. My father used to say he was so tired of McDonald's. They wanted their hamburgers and their fries. And they're pretty much grown up at this point. My father's no longer with us, but my mom still gets asked every year, you know, when are you going to take us out? They still want that time alone with their grandma. Grace, what can grandchildren learn from their grandparents? You cite the example of your granddaughter coming and spending time with you. I'm sure she goes away having learned things that you're not even aware you taught her.
Yes. Well, I think a grandparent, also because I had not only grandparents living in my household as I grew up, but I also had a great-grandmother who was an enormous influence on my life. And she died when I was 5 years old, and I was with her when she died. It was really, it was an experience that left me feeling really good all my life because, just to tell you the experience, because it was so really such a nice one. She asked me to give her a hug and a kiss, and I did that. And I knew she was dying because I had been prepared. My parents had told me. And she closed her eyes and died. And my mother put her arms around me and said that was really a nice thing, you know, for grandma to feel that you could kiss her before she died. And I always felt good about that all my life. Some people may say, oh, that's so sad. You might have felt you killed her from your kiss. But no way. I felt that I gave her something special. And it's part of the reason I do the work I do now in geriatrics, because I feel I just love older people, and I can do something that makes them a little happier or a little make their life a little better. But in general, what grandchildren can learn, I sure learned a lot from that grandma. But I think we're role models for our grandchildren, as this grandmother was for me, great-grandmother was for me. We can be role models, and whether we don't have to be aware of it, we don't have to do anything, we're just there as role models. They see us, children are smarter than anyone knows from a very young age, and they absorb by osmosis the way we are. And I think that one special thing is, of course, family history, that it's real important for grandparents to bring family history down to their grandchildren. This is really the legacy that we have to bring, and not only tell about our own lives, but tell about everybody else in the family, tell about our parents and our grandparents and my great-grandmother, who I need to talk more about to my grandchildren, but we all need to do that. That's what's special about what grandparents can give to their grandchildren. Along with this come lessons and values. The grandchildren learn a lot about values, the value system of the family.
Well, I'd like to add to what Grace just said, that the history of your family is passed down very often through grandparents, because somehow when my children were young, they weren't as interested in what they're interested in now. So my oldest daughter has spent a lot of time with my mother, who's now going to be 86 soon. Mm-hmm. And my daughter is writing everything down and getting pictures, and she's recording my mother, and she's getting all the old pictures. In fact, all the other people in our family are saying, how does Jennifer get all those incredible pictures? Well, she just asks, and my mother says, certainly, because not too many people are interested. And so I think that it's extremely important for the grandchildren to talk to their grandparents about family history.
Absolutely.
If they're interested.
I have a granddaughter who, ever since she was very, very little, when she was in school and her kindergarten teacher asked what she wanted to be when she grows up, she said, I want to be a grandmother.
Oh, I love
that. She has made it her business too. She really, in a professional way, wants to be a professional grandmother. And when she got a little older, it occurred to her at one point that what was she going to do if her children wouldn't have children? If they decided not to have children, she'd really be in a bind. She'd be out of a job.
Well, another thing that I think children can learn from their grandparents, grandchildren can learn from grandparents, is to fill in the gaps maybe where bonding hasn't been perfect. You know, the definition of bonding is somebody with whom you can be real and feel that you have unconditional love. So often, if a grandparent can ask the questions and open that grandchild up, some needs or feelings that perhaps the child wasn't comfortable expressing with the parent will come out. So I think that grandparents are sort of a safety net and a place where we should want our grandchildren to feel comfortable.
It's funny, whenever I had arguments with my parents, I packed myself up with my little teeny suitcase and I was going to run away to my grandmother's house. I was going to get the bus and go all the way to Virginia, and that was going to be perfectly fine.
What would you say, Joanne, are the benefits of taking vacations with grandparents? Have you had that situation?
We have, but we have not yet taken vacations with just our grandchildren. We have had the parents there also, and we do it mostly skiing. Occasionally a beach vacation, and sometimes, we recently went to Williamsburg and Busch Gardens, and that was fabulous, but the parents were there. And I'm not sure that we could have handled all of those grandchildren without the parents. So I think that it would be beneficial, and in the future we want to do trips with specific grandchildren, but we've not done it yet.
As they're old enough to enjoy that. Yeah. Have you done that, Grace?
Well, my husband recently took my 13-year-old grandson on a trip to Israel, just the two men, and it was in honor of his bar mitzvah, and it was a wonderful trip for both of them.
And that's a really interesting opportunity.
That was for the both. Exceptional.
Grace, what are advantages and disadvantages of grandparents who have jobs?
I'm a working grandmother, and I don't have as much time for my local grandchildren as I would have, of course, if I weren't working. We seem to work it out, however, and I think there are probably more advantages to my working than to my not working, because, for example, as my little grandson is interested in the computer, I'm a computer expert, but I know enough so that I can relate to him on that basis. I think I bring something from my very interesting job life back, and probably it's the joy I feel in working. I do this for pleasure, it's my own choice, and I think it makes me a happier person, so I'm a happier grandparent.
Well, I don't work for pay, but I feel that I'm very busy. However, I am available for times that I'm needed. I just got back from 5 days helping my daughter get ready for a move in Atlanta, and I was grateful that I could, you know, go during the week to help her. So at times of crisis, my other daughter had a book club that she was entertaining, and with her three little ones under the age of five, she was feeding dinner to all of her guests, she needed mother's help, and so I was able to go help her. That's the daughter that lives nearby. So there are advantages to not working at a regular job that requires you.
But I can see that there would be.
But I feel like I really have a full-time job.
Yes, you're busy. You have your schedule too, and it's true. In my job, I'm the boss.
At least you have a good excuse.
Yes, and I don't
have an excuse.
And I also
it sounds good.
Don't have to ask the boss, since my partner and I, you know, we're it's a business of our own, so that I can take time off certainly in emergency. So I would say that there are some advantages of not being a working parent, grandparent, but it's okay to work too if you can work it out with your boss.
For both of you, what would you say are some problems that can arise from the grandparenting relationships and maybe some suggested solutions?
I suppose one problem would be if there were competing grandparents. You know, we have a very harmonious situation, but I can see the possibility, and I have seen in friends where, you know, the grandparents compete over who's going to get the grandchildren the most and who can give them
the most things.
So I think that could be a problem.
Yeah, have you seen how anybody's worked it out satisfactorily?
Who started out with problems? Well, actually, yes, I have. I think that, you know, no relationships are perfect, and so there's always going to be the in-law difficulties. But I have seen where there have been controlling parents who have been a great problem to their children, and yet through counseling and, you know, looking at it objectively, they have recognized they needed to set boundaries, and the boundaries were set, and it worked out harmoniously. Not without some pain.
Sounds like a third party was really helpful in that situation.
I'm thinking about triangular situations that could occur. I hear about this from clients that I see in my work, where the parent, the grandparent, and the parent and the grandchild can form a triangle, and the grandparent has to be really careful not to go against the parent, to be, you know, to realize that the parent of the child is really the CEO, that's the boss, and that the grandparent can't break rules that the parent has made and get in between the grandchild and the parent. And I think that kind of triangulation can cause problems. It should be avoided at any cost.
And differences in values and lifestyles can be a problem. And like you say, the parent is the one to call the shots.
That's right.
The grandparents are there for giving advice if asked, and to be a role model for whomever wants to emulate that.
But isn't that one of the nice things about being grandparents again, Joanne, that we can sit back and, you know, unless there's a real worry with a grandchild that the parents are doing something that you see that they don't see, that you really are worried about in the grandchild's development, and then I would, if that ever happened, I would want to speak to my own child separately and tell them my concerns and share my concerns.
What would each of you say is the best thing about being a grandparent?
It's all so great.
It's relaxed.
You can go home
afterwards,
too.
Responsibility is not yours totally. Well, it really isn't.
Yeah, it isn't, and you can go home, really and truly. You can be with them, you can play with them, enjoy them, and then go home and have your own luxurious night's sleep.
And you can do the creative extra things that perhaps as a parent you didn't feel you did enough of. I remember we had treasure hunt dinners just to spice up Friday night dinner or something, you know, have clues all over the house for the different courses. And the children thought that was so much fun. And those are the types of things that as grandparents I can spend more time thinking up.
That's a big thing. That's a big one. I love that one. I think that's part of the distance and perspective we take as grandparents. Mm-hmm. It seems to, I don't know, sometimes as parents when my children were very young, as much as I loved them and enjoyed them, I'd sometimes be so tired out or worn out or discouraged with them. I couldn't enjoy them as much as I can now. I can see my grandchildren developing and benefit from what I learned with my children as they developed and enjoy it so much more.
There's that old saying, if I had known how much fun it would be having grandchildren, I would have had them first.
You said it.
We are grateful to Joanne Kemp and Grace Lebo for their insights and ideas on grandparenting. We are now well prepared for the future. We have a gift for caller number 5 on our listeners' poll, an autographed copy of Dr. T. Barry Brazelton's new book for children, Going to the Doctor. To answer today's question coming up next, please call us at 1-800-791-8573 and give us your response.
What older person has been especially influential in your family and why? To answer, call us at 1-800-791-8573. We'd like to send you Dr. Brazelton's book this week and to use some of your comments on the air. So please leave your name and phone number if you would like us to call you back. You can also email us at parentspur@aol.com or contact us care of this station. This is Sandy Burt and Linda Perlis. We're glad you could share Parents' Perspective. Music for this program was composed and performed by Jonathan Burt.